This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Before opening arguments in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump began in the U.S. Senate on Tuesday, this Sunday, key players once again argued whether efforts to get Ukraine to launch investigations on a political rival are impeachable offenses that warrant his removal from office. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more in the upcoming proceedings.
Senators swear an oath of impartiality, but the Republican leader of the Senate has previously said he is working hand-in-hand with the White House.
Imagine that they're a juror, and the judge comes into the courtroom and says, look, I've been in consultation with the defendant, and we've agreed that I'm not going to allow the prosecution to call any witnesses, and I'm not going to allow the prosecution to show you any documents. No juror has ever heard that kind of a thing from a judge because it would be absurd.
The president this week again said he did nothing wrong in a July phone call with Ukraine's president in which Trump asks for investigation into a political rival. At the time, Trump was withholding $400 million in congressionally approved military aid. The Trump defense team argues impeachment should never have happened as the aid was eventually released with no announcement of an investigation. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
There are now three confirmed deaths resulting from the new coronavirus that's plaguing a region of China and has World Health Organizations on edge. And just a few days, the central Chinese city of Wuhan confirmed 136 new cases of the pneumonia-like virus that's akin to SARS virus that killed nearly 800 people globally 17 years ago. In the U.S., as a precaution, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention started screening passengers arriving from Wuhan at three airports, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York. Airports in Japan, Thailand, South Korea, and Singapore are also screening passengers. This is VOA News. World leaders agreed Sunday to respect an arms embargo and postpone military support to the two factions at a summit aimed at heading off a true regional escalation of fighting in Libya. 12 world leaders, as well as representatives from the United Nations, the European Union, the African Union, and the Arab League, met in Germany Sunday in hopes of laying a foundation for a lasting ceasefire between Libya's rival governments. VOA's Lattice Ahok has reaction from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Libyan people have suffered enough in what he called a proxy conflict.
Proxy conflicts only come to an end when the external proxies decide they want to bring it to an end. So that's what the UK is arguing for. We're saying, look, come on, folks, this has gone on for long enough. It's a disgrace. Yes, we got rid of Gaddafi back in 2011, but it's time now to move on and to bring Libya together under the UN.
Supporters for both sides in Libya demonstrated during the conference in Berlin. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
It will be Venezuela's opposition leader, not President Nicolas Maduro, that U.S.'s top diplomat is meeting with on Monday. Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
America's top diplomat on Sunday said he was looking forward to meeting Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the comments to reporters on board a flight from Germany, and they confirmed what sources close to Guaido told Reuters earlier. Both men on Monday will be at a summit hosted by Colombia on combating terrorism. Guaido has not left Venezuela since February, when he defied a court-imposed travel ban and traveled to neighboring Colombia to organize a U.S.-backed effort to transport aid cargo back across the border, which was blocked by troops loyal to President Nicolas Maduro. The United States, along with 50 other nations, has recognized Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate head of state following an election in 2018. But a year later, President Nicolas Maduro remains in power.
Some onlookers are wondering if President Trump shows up at a meeting of world policymakers in a Swiss ski resort of Davos and whether he'll share a handshake with a teen environmentalist.
U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to dominate headlines again if he shows up. While some world leaders will skip this year's Davos, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has told his ministers to avoid an event seen by many as elitist. Although Schwab insists, Johnson told him he'd be back next year. In a bid to preempt criticism that its jet-set guests are part of the problem, the World Economic Forum says this.
That's Reuters' Conway Gittens. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah! living by me on the voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to the Super Show, the African beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. It's going to be real hot rocking from across the continent because today we celebrate Martin Luther King's Day. And so we'll be looking at Dr. King as we play music from across Africa. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15, 1929 in Atlanta, Georgia. His father was the minister of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, as was his father before him. Martin Luther lived with his parents, sister, and brother in Atlanta, Georgia. Their home was not far away from the church his father preached at. Martin Luther King's mother and father taught their children what would become an important part of Martin Luther King's life, to treat all people with respect. Martin's father worked hard to break down the barriers between the races. His father believed African Americans should register their complaints by voting. More will be coming to you on Dr. King, but right now let's start off with some music from Africa as we start from Madagascar with Infakera in the Black Heritage theme. And right after that, I take you to Sierra Leone. The African Bush Doctor comes in with Waiting. And from Sierra Leone to Malawi, Alan Ngumuya in Jabulani. Right now, let's start with the Black Heritage theme by Infakera of Madagascar.
Heritage, the Black Heritage.
So worried in Africa. Time to rise up and see them right now. Too much operation knocking on our door every day. Seems like we don't care, we just let people die down the lane. What I call and sleep. Why you wait? Why are you waiting? Yes. Why are you waiting? You call on me, Father, today. Why you waiting? I'd like to know. Why you waiting? African leader, do you hear? Why are you waiting to hear? Why are you not hearing? The system is not going to work for I and I. Don't waste no time. Too much of a dictation for I and I.
Nangan Zabi.
By Alan Ngumuya of Malawi, and before that you had African Bush Doctor of Sierra Leone in Waiting, and then Mpakera of Madagascar in the Black Heritage theme. More of Dr. King coming to you on the African beat, but stay tuned.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back to the African beat. We celebrate Martin Luther King's Day today. As Martin Luther King grew up, he found out that not everyone followed his parents' principles. He noticed that black people and white people were treated differently. He saw that he and his white friends could not drink from the same water fountains and could not use the same restrooms. Martin Luther's best friend as a child was a white boy, and as children, they played together happily. But when they reached school age, the friends found out that even though they were living in the same neighborhood, they could not go to the same school. Martin Luther's friend would go to a school for white children only, and Martin Luther was sent to a school for black children. After the first day of school, Martin Luther and his friend were never allowed to play together again. And so now let's get on with some music. Different Colors, One People by Lucky Dube of South Africa. We hit the trail. And right after that, A New Day is Coming by CC Bernard of Liberia. From Liberia, we make a trip to Tanzania with Tremo in Africa. But right now, Different Colors, One People, the sound of the legend, Lucky Dube of South Africa.
Yesterday your mouth was shut. matter how bad things have been, I'm here to encourage you in the name of the Lord God Almighty that there's a new day coming for us. So let's just keep working together, because we are one people trying to build one great nation with one big bright destiny. There's a new day coming now
in Liberia.
Shall be 25-5. I see them jumping round, playing, playing in the sand. Our children will be children again. Children will be children again. Please, let the children be children again. Show them love.
By Trim Off Tanzania, and before that you had
New Day is Coming by CC Bernard of Liberia, and Different Colors Want People by Lucky Dube of South Africa. Stay tuned. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Today is Martin Luther King's Day, and we celebrate. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
Welcome back to the show. You love it. We love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-203-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press 65 and leave your message.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
VOA.
Dr. King grew up to be one of the most powerful civil rights activists in the United States, continuing the fight for civil rights and to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation on August 28, 1963, 200,000 people gathered in front of the Lincoln Memorial. It was a peaceful protest made up of African Americans and whites, young and old. Most had come to hear Dr. King deliver his famous I Have a Dream speech. 1964 was a good year for Dr. King and the civil rights movement. Dr. King was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize as someone who had contributed the most to the furtherance of peace among men. President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act into law. It guaranteed that no person in the United States shall, on the grounds of race, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefit of, or be subjected to discrimination. But right now, let's get back to music as we go to Ghana with Amanziba in We, and from Ghana to South Africa, Sikelela by Soweto String Quartet. But right now, We by Amanziba of Ghana.
We were there when it shone. Oh, we were there when it shone. So we were there when it shone. So we were there when it shone. We from Israel to Egypt, from Ethiopia to Sudan when it shone. From our Yikushi men, you know, we prayed and said amen when it shone. So, so Timbuktu, Ghana, Mali, Sumanguru, you know when it shone. For we were there when it shone. So, so Timbuktu, Ghana, Mali, Sumanguru, you know when it shone. Kintaki meni no Sumanguru, you know we were just there. We were there when it shone. But 32, you know, Bamansa, you know, Yasantua, you know when it shone. From Israel to Egypt, from Ethiopia to Sudan when it shone. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our history. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our glory. So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? They say there's nowhere to turn to, but it's not true. Come on, everybody. We were there first, then let me know. We were there first, then let me know. We were there first, then let me know. When he said let them, we were there first, then let me know. We were there. We were there first, then let me know. Walls of Jericho, we were there first, then we came tumbling down. We were there first, then we know. We were there first, then we know. We were there first, then we know. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? They say there's nowhere to turn to, but it's not true. Come on, everybody. You and the presence we know. The presence we know. The presence we know. How can you expect the presence we know? The presence we know. When you have no respect. The presence we know. The land that it stands on. The presence we know. The presence we know. Let us sing our song. Let us the presence we know.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your 2 feet. African beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. We celebrate Martin Luther King's Day today, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. Now we'll take a trip to Mali with Habib Koita in Africa. But when I come back, part of Dr. King's final speech before he was shot. So stay tuned for that. Now, Habib Koita of Mali in Africa.
Hey,
tune by Habib Kweta of Mali.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Bandy.
King believed that poverty caused much of the unrest in America. Not only poverty for African Americans, but poor whites, Hispanics, and Asians. Dr. King continued his campaign for world peace. He traveled across America to support and speak out about civil rights and the rights of the underprivileged. In April 1968, Dr. King went to Memphis, Tennessee to help the sanitation workers who were on strike. On April 3rd, Dr. King would give what would be his last speech.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over that. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. So just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. Would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about
The following day, April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was shot and killed. And with that, I want to leave you with this beautiful piece of music known as The African Spirit by Shabaka of Sierra Leone. And I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes today, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you a pleasant day.
Child who lives in the ghetto. This is to the African child who lives in the village. If the government don't care, never lose your heart. If the world don't care, you never should have any doubt. 'Cause any obstacles you face,
you can conquer.
Any tribulation you face,
you can conquer.
'Cause Malcolm has done it. Mandela has done it. It's an African spirit. Anytime you think you're feeling down, just take some time and start to look around. You'll see that Garvey has done it. Harriet Tubman has done it. Nkrumah has done it. An African spirit. Mami Yoku has done it. Nambi Azikwe has done it. Bai Bure has done it. It's an African spirit. I'm